Well, there's two things I would like to ask. The first and foremost, like, that was a ferocious bit of loss for any family, you know, that you talked about. Like, coming from Malinhead myself, you know, the attitude to a certain extent was it's God's will, or what the sea gives so that sea takes back. Now, that would be my first thing, maybe, if you would tell us something about it. And the second one was, you know, like, I wrote in the script that every pilot leaving, every ship going up the foil during the war was dependent on Mivill men and Greencastle men, probably your own relations, you know. And this was something that was, like after the war then, they were saying that, oh, the Free State didn't pull their weight at all, whereas hardly a ship could have went up the foil without Free State men, if you like, you know. Wouldn't that be accurate?
Well, that's quite true. Actually, the pilots were all from Struve, and they were all Free State men, or whatever you like to call them. And as we were a neutral country, but they still worked for the Allies. In fact, they were awarded the Atlantic Star for their contribution to the Battle of the Atlantic. I remember my father wearing the ribbon on his uniform. And there were a number of pilots based in Derry as well, but they were originally Struve men as well. Mostly there was a couple of Derry men, late Jimmy McCaig and Frank Cadden, were from Derry, but the rest would have been all Struve. Most of the same families.
You think that Dan
Gillespie's, McCann's, O'Donnell's, McLaughlin's. Yeah.
Yeah, that was always a point that I thought wasn't stressed enough. Was this was almost a slur that was thrown at, well, we'll call it the Republic of Ireland now, as it was, or the people, as if we took no active part. And, like, for instance, a thing I have dealt with before was a know full well, a man that laddies would know would be Nally Farn in Mullinhead, that it was one of the weather forecasts that he sent in, along with one from Bill Mullet, that caused D-Day to be suspended or postponed for a day, you know. And I felt that my Mivill Greencastle people had played just as active a part by the number of ships that went up and down the foil, especially on the Atlantic convoys. I lost a few relations of my own on the Murmansk convoys, but on the Atlantic convoys going up and down there, they weren't going to get anywhere without help from here.
And I remember the sailors, Davy men coming ashore in Mivill, going to the dances and the pubs. I think the rule was, as long as they didn't wear a cap, the blind eye was turned.
The uniform was fine. Don't wear your cap or
something. Don't wear your cap. In other words, it would be proving that you're a sailor. There's a guy comes on, if you ever listen to Talkback, there's a fella comes on every so often, he's John. He's from Tyrone. And John's a real true blue. He comes on every so often. England's a mother country, and all this stuff. But anyway, he was on a couple of years ago, during the war, and the Free State was helping the Germans. They're refueling U-boats in Mivill.
That's the type of thing I was talking about, you know, Charlie. That was what was often thrown up, you know. And I think there was plenty of U-boats eventually did go up the foil, all right, to surrender.